Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
You are listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Question number 1. The Bears are the only team in the NFL to have scored at least 21 points in every game this season. How many points will they score against the Saints on Sunday?
28. I know that's a lot of touchdowns.
It's a nice round number, too.
And I'm very... out of the gun with that. Like, I feel like I probably was too confident too quick. Because now that I think about it, they haven't been great in the red zone. Not like that. But sure, I'll stick with it and say 28. Because if there's a team that you can probably score 4 touchdowns against more likely than the rest of your schedule, I'm going to say it's this weekend's opponent in the New Orleans Saints. So that's what I've got going. I think they score 28 points. If it's 27, don't hate me.
So what's interesting about this is I'm looking through the predictions, the staff predictions on 670thescore.com.
How about Alex Kuhn, man? His record is good.
Oh, is he raking up on the predictions?
Sean Sears is in the leaderboard. He is 5-0.
Sean do that?
Wow, good
that's,
for Sean.
That's tough to predict, like what has transpired.
Especially this team.
That he would say 2 straight losses, 3 straight wins. That's impressive.
Additionally, Robbie is in that staff prediction.
I'm also in last. I'm 2-3.
You love a lot. You're loyal. You love people.
Thanks, man.
You believe in them.
Well, I'm 2-3, and I'm looking to even my record. And I picked the Bears, and I picked 38 points.
38?
That's the news there. That's the news. I picked the Saints not to score 38 points, and I picked the Bears to score 38 points.
Mm. What was the decision behind that for you?
If the Bears want to I'm going to read you literally what I wrote.
Okay.
If the Bears want to outpace expectations this season, they can't afford to lose games like this. Lucky for them, the Saints are 1-5 and in the midst of a rebuild with Spencer Rattler at quarterback.
Rattle.
He's manning an offense that has been very mid this season. The New Orleans defense lacks big-time playmakers, and the Soldier Field faithful should be up to the task with its team looking for a 4th straight win. Ben Johnson lives to embarrass his opponents, and he should have an excellent chance at doing so this week. This comes to the, why would I not kick you while you're down? That's Ben Johnson and company.
100%. Yeah, this could be a week where Ben Johnson goes back to his early season hopes that's blowing out and embarrassing teams. Ben Johnson can talk all he wants about how, oh, we learned more because this was a close game and there was mistakes we could get away. Get the hell out of here. He said it. He wants to embarrass teams. He wants to blow teams out. You can learn more about your team by blowing teams out. Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so I'm building something here, Marshall. Okay.
I thought you were done. My bad.
It's okay. The Chicago Bears, just as a point of fact here, the Bears are top 10 in the league in points scored this year. They are 10th at 25.2. Do you want to know the others? One other offensive category in which the Bears are top 10 right now, and this is refreshing too. Third down, the Bears are 8th in the National Football League, 43.1% conversion rate. That is so nice to see. I just wanted to point those things out. And New Orleans is giving up 27 points per game so far this year. So I am trending towards the high score as well for the Bears. Not as high. What did you say? 37, Mars?
38.
I'm going to go 31.
Ooh.
I'm going to go 30. Oh, sorry. We're not giving the score. 31 points for the surging offensive, not offensive, offensive Chicago Bears.
Our prediction segment will be at 145 today. And in the words of the Cash Money classic, stunting like my daddy with Birdman and Lil Wayne, show me my opponent.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. I had to follow that for a second.
It goes with the song. Show me
my opponent.
I literally had to.
But also, when we're talking about who the opponent is, there it is. And you have them throwing your opponent.
To your earlier point, Layla, about the touchdowns, because the red zone hasn't been as crisp and clear. I think this is where they get the red zone right against the New Orleans Saints. That's why I got the 38 spot up there.
The better question is going to be, which Cash Money song most applies to the Bears and Saints game for you after Sunday concludes? And that is a conversation that I will have to have with the people.
Number two.
What would be a good measurement of the running game on Sunday for the Bears?
This is tricky because if you take out the conditions that we expect, and there is supposed to be rain and wind, and Joe Ostrowski has famously said, and the bettors know this, rain does not affect a game like the wind will. And so that's something you have to factor into this. How windy is it going to be? Then you factor in DeAndre Swift's injury, and hopeful is the designation from Ben Johnson. I'm sure he is hopeful he'll play.
Please.
What happens if he doesn't?
What happens if he doesn't?
And that's a whole other topic that we have to consider.
Can you do
the same things with Roshan out of the backfield that you can do with DeAndre Swift?
I don't believe so. Not at last check.
I don't think so either. Because he wasn't even allowed to play offense for the first few games of the season.
But I saw him. It was like a little preview, a little sample.
He got one carry.
We got a snippet.
What was your favorite part about Roshan Johnson's carry?
6 yards.
Do you guys not remember
6 yards.
When singles were singles, like cassette tapes, and you'd have one side would be the single and the other side would be snippets from the forthcoming album?
No.
Yeah.
Or it would be the B-side.
Thank you for that, Robbie. Robbie said he does not remember. Do you remember cassette tapes?
It's a well-placed no.
Did you own any cassette tapes, Robbie?
No. What? No.
Do you know what they are?
I
know that. I had CDs. I had the
CD player.
Robbie,
you're a cool person. Like, do you ever just do the hipster cassette thing? Because people, like, get the vinyl to be hipster.
No,
and
not
I've seen a few
I mean,
cassettes.
I have vinyls. Yeah, I'm a record player guy, but I do not have a cassette.
Yeah, to be fair, vinyls are much higher quality than a cassette tape.
Also, like, it's nice to have a record player. It shows a little ambiance.
The fact that this station was ran on taped, like, that blows my mind that you had to put in a deck to play an ad or play audio. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, carts. You had, like, the carts. Yeah,
right.
And then you had to know how to shuffle carts really
Life
well.
Life is much easier.
Got to race those carts, too. Magnet.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of my time growing up at TV stations, like, blacking tapes, which means you lay a control track that is like the black that you see on a screen when there's nothing else to see on TV, you know, some fade to black, for example.
Marshall Harris looked pained when you said that.
Because he knows exactly what that process is. Because he
used to
do
it. Countdowns
you used
on
to
tapes.
Like, put, oh yeah, me too. You'd have to push play and record or record and then you just lay down the black on the tape so it's okay to record over. So frustrating.
What was the question
again?
What's a cassette tape?
Okay.
Number two. Yeah.
No,
what's the first cassette tape you
when
own?
It comes, a good measure of the running game would be what happened last week. Oh. I don't think that's happening. I do think it's probably going to be over the 56 yards that Joe O said the bettors have right now with DeAndre Swift. As a team, you probably need to rush for at least 100 yards as a team to have a successful ground game against the Saints.
I'll take a 4.0 or greater average per carry. That's a measure of success. And if DeAndre Swift's not going, I'll be even more impressed if they get let's say 125.
They're going to have to do a lot of zone read, and Caleb Williams is going to have to run the ball. That's what I feel like would have to happen.
And I feel like the Saints can't stop running quarterbacks, so that actually folds in nicely with what we're talking about.
The Saints do give up 114 rushing yards per game, which is not horrible, but I do like the Bears to pick up on the momentum where they left off, because I do think a lot of it is part of the system and the offensive line. Hopefully they'll be on their P's and Q's as much as they were coming out of the bye, because you still have to be maximum effort to get this running game going. So I do feel like DeAndre Swift will play. I definitely think he's the over, what was it, 53?
Yeah, 52 and a half.
52 yeah. and a half. I don't think he's going to have a 100-yard game again, but maybe like 85.
He doesn't need to. If the over-under is 52 and a half and yeah. he plays, well, the way I'm punching that up.
I'm just talking about as the matter of the game. Forget the betting and all that kind of stuff. I think he has a game where he has between 75 and 85 yards and maybe catches like three passes for
what
40
about
yards.
100 total yards receiving and
yeah,
rushing.
I could see that. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
definitely.
That would be nice.
That'd
be
most definitely. I think that would be success.
Hope he plays. Like, that's my biggest issue right now.
Right.
I, too, am hopeful, Ben Johnson.
Check this out. How about this idea for somebody? You know who would run wild out of that backfield? Who I'd like to? Because they've been putting wide receivers back there. We've seen it. And I think Burden has maybe had a run.
Luther Burden.
I'd love to see more Luther Burden getting the ball.
Not
whether
just
it's
an
a jet sweep. Maybe that, too. That's
no,
fine.
No, just the jet sweep with Luther Burden sounds good.
It does sound good, because that dude runs really hard, and he's fast, and he likes to make the moves. I want to see more Luther Burden running the football.
Number three.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Raheem Harrison Grody. Bears kicker Cairo Santos was on the team's injury report Thursday with the right thigh and was not on the field yesterday during the portion of practice that was open to the media. How comfortable are you with the idea of leaning on kicker Jake Moody for a second consecutive week?
It's why we asked the question to Adam Hogue about knowing that there are certain kicks that are difficult to make at Soldier Field. Patrick Manley has specifically talked about this. The wind and the rain is a scary, scary element. And Hoger was right. There was a kick that was blocked. That was 48 yards where Moody, I don't know what you call that. It looked like a slice, you know? It was more like a golf swing than it was an actual, like on square on kick, the way he slung to kick that. So all of that said, do I expect him to make every kick? No, I don't. So knowing that, I think you've got to make sure it's your job on the offense to at least get him into range where he feels comfortable.
When you say you don't expect him to make every kick, do you mean if it's like a 55-yarder? Because I do expect him to make every kick.
I wish, but like even the 48 was questionable, and yeah. I know that there were other issues there as to why it got blocked, but it's a good indication. Like, think about the offensive plan against the Commanders. They made sure they got that. They did everything possible to make that an easy kick for him. Got it to a 38-yard range.
I'm not worried about it because I don't expect him to be kicking a lot of field goals Sunday. Maybe that's just me just being really overconfident.
Wait a minute. I'm so confused by you. But we'll get to that later, I guess, in predictions, because, you know, you're talking like you're a little worried about this game.
No, I am. I'm concerned.
Okay.
But, like, I think if the defense isn't creating turnovers, they better learn how to just stop people. Yeah. Just straight up stop people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point.
Can't just be turnovers all the time.
You cannot depend on turnovers, no matter how scientific they want to make it sound, and you got to be in the right place at the right time.
That's where that comes from. That's where that level of concern comes from.
The last coach depended on turnovers too much, and it bit him in the arse.
Exactly.
Can't do it.
So
yeah.
With Moody specifically, I don't think this is coming down to a last second field goal. I don't think he's going to be out there kicking 45, 48 yarders. I think that the Bears are going to be going for it on fourth and less than five. I just don't think it's going to be a thing.
You don't think he's had the opportunity to kick those, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I think this week they're going to.
They're putting sixes on the board.
They're putting sixes on the board, and they're trying to deep six the freaking New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually, because I'm very comfortable and confident, obviously, in the Bears winning this game. I'm also very comfortable with Jake Moody, and quite frankly, I do expect that he makes any field goal under 500, or under 500 yards, under 50
we
yards.
We have found the greatest kicker in the league.
Megafoot of all.
You're saying
megafoot.
Under 50?
Under 50 yards, yes, I expect that. I think, like, honestly, aren't kickers expected, like, let's say 52 yards and under, don't we expect kickers to make those field goals?
We expect some kickers to.
Yeah, so it's easy.
I don't necessarily know that the home team has two that I can expect.
But I do expect that, though. I do expect my kicker to make anything 52 yards or under, so I'll expect him to make those, but I do agree that they're not going to want to kick a lot of field goals in this game, or shouldn't have to.
Number four.
This is question number four, and I've got some juicy baseball questions for you.
Look at those low rates.
That's right. Are the Blue Jays back? Will Pat Murphy have pocket pancakes while watching the World Series from his couch?
Oh.
I want to know.
Oh, my goodness. It's the petty for me, because, you know, you didn't petty when you asked the question.
No, I'm being petty.
Now you're disrespecting the Dodgers.
He will not be having pocket pancakes. Let me just address that first. He'll just be happy the season is over and that his team beat the Cubs. That's what he's going to be happy about, because he's going to focus on the positive rather than the negative. I can guarantee you that's how that's going to go down if they get swept tonight, right? They would get swept tonight.
They still haven't had an official starter named, by the way.
Yeah, because the Cubs wrecked their freaking pitching staff. That's what they
you
took them to the
is,
brink.
You know who is starting for the Dodgers?
That'd be the guy who is the unicorn, who pitches and hits and does whatever else.
A dude by the name of Shohei Ohtani.
Yes. And as far as the Toronto Blue Jays, I never thought they went away. I fully expected them to come back and score lots of runs at some point in the series.
I'm just going to admit something here right now, because we're talking about Pat Murphy and the Milwaukee Brewers. Even though I and Ray picked the Dodgers,
that's right,
to go all the way.
We called it. No,
there's
not
three
many.
Of us.
That's
there's
right.
Three
all three of us.
Wow. And Layla.
But you know, I said the Dodgers would play the Mariners.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, let's not talk about who we picked from the American League. It's fine.
Yeah, so I found myself, and I don't know if this is something I should admit. It's probably not going to do great things for my popularity. I found myself kind of rooting for Milwaukee. Like, I'm just, like, I know.
They flew the L.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because they're in the National League Central. They are a rival. They are, like, you're friends with your rivals. I don't know. Like, I've had plenty of petty in my life where I hope bad things happen to teams and rivals.
Is it because you're keeping your enemies closer?
Right now.
Is that the idea?
Maybe that's it. I like that idea.
Or
I'm
do you feel like it validates the Cubs season more because of the Brewers?
No, I'm not even thinking like that. I'm
I thought
just
I
like,
knew you.
I'm just, like, kind of protective of them because I doubt that there's many people that have paid a lot of attention to Milwaukee Brewers baseball
this
year.
Talking about.
Would you say they're just a baby?
They're just a baby.
They're just a baby.
That's it. It's my natural instinctive protective side. A little bit. A little bit. I understand that that's not going to sound great, but guess what?
Now you're infantilizing an entire baseball team that had the best record in baseball.
What does infantilizing mean?
They're not infantilizing.
You're turning them into a baby.
He's just considering
what is infantilizing?
Means you're always trying to turn somebody into a baby and not treat them like the adults that they are.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a protective person, you know?
When are you going to protect me, Mark?
Well, you don't. Aww. You do need some. Yeah,
you guys
too,
protect
man.
Each other on the walk, though. I
That's
thought.
True. I try to protect
Brody,
you.
I mean, well, I was going to call you Giddy. Robbie Triano doesn't go on the
oh,
walk.
Oh no! Don't call him Giddy.
We're running out of time.
Giddy right. Tree.
Next
We're
question.
Running out of time with our best question.
When you see me, you see Giddy. Hell
oh,
yeah!
No.
You right, Chicago?
Number five.
Bears linebacker TJ Edwards revealed to reporters Wednesday that coach Ben Johnson let the team, quote, sleep in that morning, which led to this question.
So what's your definition of sleeping late?
Sleeping late? I was up like probably like 8:30 this morning, walked the dogs, you know, and that's about it, man. But that's a good day for sure.
Layla, Marshall, Mark, what is your definition of sleeping in?
TJ Edwards, you're just so responsible. You're so responsible. You do everything right. Like, you wake up at an appropriate time. You sleep in at a reasonable time. You've still got most of the day. Not degenerate over here. Me, 11. I could sleep for 12 hours uninterrupted. And usually when I say something about myself, either people twist it into something that doesn't make sense and isn't true, or they think I have some issue. No, there are some people who probably need like 9 hours of sleep a day, and I don't get that. But I'm pretty sure I probably need 9 hours of sleep so my body catches up when it can.
So you have narcolepsy. Okay, yeah. Marshall, go ahead.
No, it's
exactly
just,
what I was thinking.
If I stop moving, I will fall asleep.
What time do you go to bed?
Like, it depends on the day. Like, a lot of times because we're working and stuff, and my brain does not shut down quickly after I watch a game.
All right, tonight, you'll probably be out juicing, right? So,
no,
like, you
tonight,
go home.
No.
Juicing? Yeah. Is that what we call it now?
If there's one thing I am not doing, it's enhancing any performance.
Okay.
So No, I mean, on a
I don't think a single person has used that term before to go out.
I love it when things come out of my mouth.
That was good.
That's something you do after the gym. You get like a green juice or something.
Why are you
the
trying to make
bar.
Fetch happen right well, now, Mark?
By the way, just so everybody feels okay, I just lost 10 bears, by the way, from a texter.
No, yeah. You did not lose 10 bears.
Who's juicing tonight?
On Fridays, I'm usually really tired because I haven't gotten enough sleep during the week.
Same.
And then I'll go to bed at like 11:30, 12, and I'll sleep until 11.
So she juices on Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, gotta have her party.
Sleeping in, 7 a.m.
Wow. Yeah, I believe
I'm good with that. You get me to 7 a.m., it's like a brand new... Whew, I'm already a morning person to begin with, but at 7 a.m. I'm like, yo, is the lake, can we get to the lake? Is it nice? Can I run?
Yeah.
I'll want to do something extraordinary, like run more than 5 miles.
So Layla and I are on the same page. Like,
yeah!
I can do, you guys have asked me, both of you, just like when we have our little conversations, what are you doing this weekend? The reason I haven't given a good answer yet is because I'm really thinking about just laying on my couch tonight and watching Netflix and doing nothing and then going to bed on my own terms and then getting out of bed on my own terms, which might be 11 o'clock tomorrow. Because like Layla said, I've been ripped off of so much sleep this week because I've been out at Hallis and I've had social plans. So it's like, I need a night and I will do that and I will sleep till 11 tomorrow. I'll feel a little guilty. I'll feel a little guilty about it, but I will sleep
till 11.
Different
definition social of Grody plans. Time. I like it.
It is.
I've had zero social plans. I just have had work and stuff.
Yeah. And
I cleaned more than I normally do this week. I had more to clean.
Oh, yeah. I've always got cat hair to clean. So, yeah.
You need this broom squeegee thing I got, and I got it for my hair, but it's really for pet hair.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you about it offline.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's like this broom bee. I love it. Coming up next, Kevin Fishbane joins us. The latest from Hallis Hall. He keeps track of the snap count, so I want to ask him, Marshall, about the thought about Luther Burden getting some possible running snaps.
There
I think
go.
That's a good idea.
Love that.
We'll Snippy. Break it all down with Kevin Fishbane, the writer for The Athletic who covers the Bears, next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Fishbane.
Oh my God, Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I ask for so little in life. It would be nice to cover some really relevant games in late December and early January. I don't think that's asking too much.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We do love talking to Kevin Fishbane, and he joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, Kevin, the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears, and host the podcast, Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. And Zach Zaidman, Kevin Fishbane, who filled in on the morning show today, said that you are one of the most plugged-in writers we have, and he always appreciates the information and the in-depth knowledge in which you go. So compliments from Zach Zaidman to you.
Listen, is there a better person to receive a compliment from than Zach Zaidman? I mean, that's high praise. I appreciate it from Zach, a fellow member of the ginger-haired club in town. The little hair I have left, it is still red.
And he graduated from Bearsdom.
Well, that's how I saw it, though. I saw it as simply ginger supporting gingers at the time of the call.
The amount of red-headed Bears reporters that we used to have at Hallis Hall was kind of amazing, was it not, Kevin, especially when Rich Campbell was still here?
Yeah. Rich, Zach, and me, again, back when I had more hair.
Potsy? Do we count Potsy?
Yeah, throw Mark. I think you can. You could throw Mark Potash on there. I mean, we were quite the quartet. Now it's just me and what's still left up here.
Is real quick, another question before we get to the real stuff here. So you are the senior writer at The Athletic. Is Weeder now the junior writer? Does he have to work his way up to senior writer? Is he just a junior? My guy Weezy?
I think he's freshman.
He's a freshman. Yeah.
Wow.
You do
just repeating the whole school.
There's a lot of hazing that goes on. Like, I see, like, because they kind of sit apart. For some reason, Weeder decided to stay in his old Tribune geographical location in the media room. But
can
every
you
once
do
in
that?
A while, yeah, you can do that. Every once in a while, he'll go talk to Fishbane in the Athletic area, and Fishbane just kind of yells at him. So it's really awkward.
He is a diaper dandy, though. I'm feeling good about his prospects for us.
He is a very talented wordsmith, no doubt about it.
He served in the military, came back, and then now he's in school at age 30.
Are we all right in just assuming the Bears are going to win this game? Is there any reason that to poke holes in the idea that the Bears should and kind of must win this game at Soldier Field? Fishy business?
I mean, I could give you 15 reasons why they're not going to win.
Go!
The game.
I want to hear them. Yeah, we need to note because we all are pretty optimistic about Sunday.
That's fair, Fishbane. Go ahead.
How many letters are in the phrase "any given Sunday"? Does that count as all my choices? I mean, look, Spencer Rattler has been playing pretty well. He protects the football. He gets rid of it quick, which is tough for a defense that already is struggling to put pressure on the passer. If you're looking at the best thing that happened for the Bears on Monday night was the run game. Now you face a Saints team that, based on a run defense EPA, that expected points added, number one in the league. It's a tough defense to run against. Chris Olave, phenomenal player, could cause some problems for the Bears. And it just, again, like, it's supposed to be windy at Soldier Field, so it could be a little bit of a weird game. So you just never know. And I think that, I know a lot of coaches will always say, I don't pay attention to the point spreads, favorite, underdog, all that stuff. But we already know Ben Johnson's mentality and just this kind of this focused mindset. And more importantly, I think we've seen how much the players buy in, how much they gravitate to him. So you got to know when they came back to the building on Wednesday, you know, they were treating the Saints kind of the way I just described them, as a team that, you know, is feisty and is going to come into Soldier Field, and it doesn't matter what their record is, and that's the way that the Bears have to approach this one.
Kevin, you also keep track of snap counts, which I always think is super handy. I basically default to you when it comes to keeping track of snap counts. And I say this that knowing that we just batted an idea around. We don't know DeAndre Swift is good or not to go yet for Sunday. Ben Johnson said hopeful. I am hopeful, too, about a lot of things. Say something happens. Do you think Luther Burden could be somebody who maybe gets more run snaps in the offense because of this?
That's interesting. I like that idea. I haven't seen Luther Burden actually like in the backfield like they do with DJ Moore. It'd be more kind of some of that jet sweep stuff. But yeah, if DeAndre Swift can't go, if he's limited, it'd obviously be a huge workload for Kabanungai. You would hope that DJ Moore is healthy enough to be that other running back. Ben Johnson was asked about Roschon Johnson today, and Roschon got his first offensive snaps of the season. But I mean, it's very clear what the pecking order is there in the Bears running back room. So yeah, if Swift can't go, it would be Manungai. But I think, Layla, to a larger point about Luther Burden is that you're kind of making here, get the ball in the guy's hands. I mean, you can see that they are trying to. I don't know like the exact kind of number of targets to snaps off the top of my head, but it's a pretty good ratio that when he's out there, they're finding a way to get him the football because he's electric and he's done a really good job. They've got a really, like, I think Caleb Williams passer rating to Luther Burden, I want to say, is his best out of anybody on the team right now. So there's a connection growing there, and I got to imagine he's going to continue to get more snaps as this thing goes forward.
It is Raheemy Harrison Grody, and we are talking ball with Kevin Fishbane. This segment with Kevin, sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. You know what I thought was meant to be, but has not been meant to be? And that would be Colston Loveland. And I don't know that I ever thought Dayo Odangbo was meant to be, but here we are. I want to know who you think we'll hear about more on Sunday. Will it be the newcomer Colston Loveland, the first round draft pick, or the guy they paid all the money to, Dayo Odangbo?
Oh, that's a good question, Marshall. You know, Odangbo had a great opener. Thought he was really good against the Vikings. You know, he's had little flashes here and there, but the whole pass rush has just been not as effective as it needs to be. They had a better game against Washington in terms of some of the pressures they put on. But as I mentioned earlier, I mean, Spencer Rattler gets rid of that football quickly, and it's a good Saints offensive line. So I kind of lean more toward Loveland. And I'm still bullish on him. I still believe he's a good player and was a good draft pick, and I liked what I saw in training camp. I liked everything I've heard about the guy. I just think that they are struggling to figure out how to, you know, not force feed him the ball, but just figure out ways to get him really going in the passing game. And look, part of that is that they have Roma Dunze, they have DJ Moore, they have Luther Burden. Caleb loves throwing to Olamide Zaccheaus. Like, there's other options for them. You know, I know that there's the obvious comparisons to Tyler Warren, and I think that the Colts have found a way to feature Tyler Warren. And look, there's going to be a game, hopefully more for the Bears' sake, that Loveland stands out. Maybe this is one of them. It's like, it's coming, though, right? I mean, he had a couple targets on Monday night. He played only six fewer snaps than Cole Kmet. They trust him on third down. So, yeah, out of those two, I would go with Loveland.
Kevin, I looking through some of the stuff today from Ben Johnson, I noticed your tweet, which is just a great conversation piece here from Ben Johnson. And this is from Fishbane's Twitter, from the coach Ben Johnson, who spoke a little while ago. We have yet to play our best football and what we're capable of doing. I do think we're getting better at certain aspects, but we're still in a race to get as good as we can be for December. There's a lot to pick through in that, Kevin, but I guess my specific question is, are the Bears in a better position right now than you thought they would be, and do you think they're in a better position than Ben Johnson thought they would be going on their sixth game of the season?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question, Mark, because, like, if I'm looking back at how I felt about this team over the summer, like, it was hard to picture a 3-game win streak,
yeah,
you know, especially winning in Washington. Like, there was just, training camp was rocky. You look what happened in week 2 against Detroit, and you know, I talked to you guys before the Cowboys game, being like, I don't know what's going to happen here, you know, against Dallas. And obviously, yeah, we saw what did. And to that comment that Ben Johnson made, Mark, I think about that Dallas game, and because somebody pointed out that somebody asked me, like, hey, isn't the Cowboys game an example of a really clean game?
Yeah.
And I said, I remember they did not run the ball well in that game at all. The Cowboys had a lot of long drives later in the game that, and ended up kind of ending with interceptions. And the one thing about Ben Johnson, and to our, you know, the diaper dandy Dan Weider wrote a great story about this ahead of the season, Ben wants to embarrass his opponents like that. Like there was, they tried a trick play in the fourth quarter when they were already up multiple scores, and it totally failed. And like he wanted to put that game away. He did not want Dallas to get all those long drives. So even that game, there was a lot more they could improve on. So I think they're in a really good spot to have these three wins and be able to sit there and say our pass rush isn't there yet. We had the good run game, but it still needs to get there. Caleb Williams can play a lot better, too. All these things can keep improving, and they can. It's just easier to do that when you're on this win streak. By the way, Grody, I thought when you were referencing Ben Johnson, you were going to mention the fact that he lightly chided me potentially for jinxing the Bears potentially by I pointed out that they did not have a false start on Monday night.
Oh, you got pointed out that this happened today, Fishbane?
This happened today. I had the last question, and I wrote a story that's up today, kind of went inside some of those critical penalties from Monday night, because I know fans are obviously understandably up in arms about them, so I was trying to give some more context, talk to Theo Bennett about that illegal formation, and I also pointed out that while penalties were a big talking point during the game, the Bears, it was their first game without a false start. So I was curious, is that something that was just specific to that game, or were there things that you can build on going forward? And I got that Ben Johnson look, guys. But he kind of said, you're trying to jinx us. And brought me back 12 years ago. The Bears, I want to say, went like the first six games of the Mark Trestman era without a single false start. And I remember talking to Mark Trestman about it off to the side, and he did not enjoy having to talk about that stat at that point. These coaches, they're superstitious, they're paranoid. So this is my message to all our wonderful listeners, that when and if the Bears have a false start Sunday, you know who to blame.
Boy, you have fallen since winning AP Sports Writer of the Year. I mean, or Illinois Sports Writer of the Year. I mean, if this comes to pass, man, we're just going to take that trophy off of your shelf or wherever you keep that.
I appreciate the accountability, though. I'll tell you that, Kevin.
Like, and I'm not, you know, I was, where was it? Oh, I know what it was. It was the Cubs game. I got invited to go to game four, and I ended up not being able to go. And I said to the person, I said, this is a good thing because I've never attended a Cubs playoff win. I have a bad record. Wow. And I mentioned to my dad, I was like, I go, yeah, I think the Cubs won because I wasn't there. And he gave me the eye roll like, do you still believe in that stuff? So I with that context, like I kind of, you know, Ben Johnson, fair. It was very fair of him to point out that I could have been jinxing the false start thing.
Yeah, well, if there's one thing I know about Mark Trestman, I don't think it was the false start penalties that ended up hurting him ultimately. Kevin Fishbane, we thank you for your time today. I look forward to the rest of your work this weekend in The Athletic.
All right, take care, guys.
Our segment with Kevin Fishbane is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. I think there's a recurring theme, or at least a segment, that is starting to take shape here on Raheem Harris and Grody. And that's called Things Dennis Allen Doesn't Want to Talk About.
Most things.
So, yeah, all right, all so it sounds things. Like we got a lot for a segment. We continue it with the New Orleans Saints edition next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Stood out to you from Noah's performance?
You guys are going to keep asking me about last week.
Yes, Dennis Allen, we respect your football acumen, and we get to talk to you on Thursdays. That's not our fault. So, yeah, you're going to get asked about the things that surround that day. That means usually Sunday or Monday, possibly Thursday night, and likely the next Sunday. That's how it works. This is Raheemy and Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And I did have to laugh whenever Dennis Allen said that after week one, because he really must have not wanted to address week two when they gave up 52 points to the Lions. That didn't seem like a topic that the Bears defensive coordinator would want to discuss. But you would think, having been with the New Orleans Saints for 15 years in some way, shape, or form, and also having been like a major part of it, you know, a part of the Saints culture as a team, a part of that organization for so long, and that organization also influencing how Ben Johnson built his coaching staff, and you consider Dan Campbell's connection, Dan Roschar, who's a New Orleans guy, he was at Tulane. Like, there's so many connections there. Declan Doyle, obviously, was working with Sean Payton in Denver. There's a New Orleans connection there that's major with this team, the thread of how the coaching staff was built. That said, Dennis Allen knows a thing or two about that Saints roster, helped have input on it, I'm sure. Has knowledge of the team. Does he want to talk about his time with the New Orleans Saints as a reference to any of this?
I spent 15 out of my 24 years in the league at that place, so obviously I got a lot of fond memories of being there. And yet, it's another game, and that's where our focus is this week.
Will you remember the most about your time in New Orleans?
Oh, man. Look, again, I mean, 15 years there. A lot of good experiences, a lot of good people, a lot of wins. We were part of a lot of success there. So I got fond memories of it. But, you know, again, like I said, I think this week is really all about let's focus on the football. This is going to be about the players on the field, Bears versus the Saints. Those guys will really determine the outcome of the game.
Have any people from the organization, you know, players or coaches, reached out to you? And so,
this is the NFL, right? Like, we're just everybody's trying to win this week, and so, you know, I probably wouldn't try to make anything more of it than really what it is. It's the next opponent on the schedule. I'm sure they feel the same way, and yeah, we're excited about the opportunity.
I'm just going to start racking them up. Things Dennis Allen doesn't want to talk about. And I get it. I get why he has to say that. You have to focus on the team. You really don't have time in the NFL schedule as a coach to look back much when you're trying to do everything you possibly can to prepare for an opponent. However, this is 15 years out of his 20-plus year career, as he said, 24 seasons. He also went to college adjacent to them somewhat at Texas A&M. That's close enough, at least what we think, when it comes to approximate to Louisiana and the football culture there. He was a big part of it. It's okay to talk about the guys, you know. I want to ask you how they should stop Alvin Kamara, because I think you have a really good answer.
Was he asked about Alvin Kamara? I don't think he was even asked about Alvin Kamara. I think, you know what's funny?
Like, there's a way he shuts it down, and then, like, where do you go?
So I think the way he stonewalls you guys, like, at the start, just kind of sets the tone, and then he does a good job of dissuading you from wanting to try to, like, get some stuff out of him.
Well, he begins every single answer with what I call a cleansing the palate. Like, let's do it on my... He always says, look, which is a way of... look, here's the way I'm going to answer
this. He's already
this.
Combative.
Look, forget your question. Never mind all that stuff. Forget
all
the sentiment.
We call that a reset.
A reset, yeah. Like, he does, like, every single... Well, you know, look, here's the answer. Here's what your question should be.
I prefer a listen to a look. Listen.
Listen, and yeah. There's a lot of listen.
Listen is really effective because it tells the other person what to do and it resets.
Right.
Yeah, and if I say listen, and we're talking about one thing, if I say listen and I redirect, it's like, well, he told me to listen to what he's talking about now, and it might not have anything to do with what we were talking about, yeah. But I've just redirected
conversationally,
the conversation.
Do you know what he's doing?
What?
Do you know what he... At its essence, in a conversation, his skill set that he's deploying in these, at its very essence, he's doing his job. He's playing defense to the questions. he's doing his exact job.
Dennis Allen, you have a plan. You
are the offense in this scenario, and Dennis Allen is the defense.
Now, anytime the Bears get a takeaway, I'm going to be thinking of Dennis Allen. Listen, now
like,
listen.
Like the comments that we played to open up this segment, that is a conversational takeaway. Like, he's just taking away your Sunday.
How many times did you guys turn
Sunday
it over?
Touche. Bravo, Mr. Allen. I will see you next Thursday.
Sorry, Gordy. That was a pick six on your question.
Scheme now? You're going to work on your scheme? Is this,
my run game is not good right now with Dennis
What's
Allen.
What's the quarterback sack equivalent? Was it what we just heard about the Saints? Because, my God. Like, hey, can you talk about, you know, 15 years of your career? No.
Layla, you know what's funny about it? The media, the core, the beat, they had a bye week to get this figured out. They couldn't make the adjustment in the bye.
I have now realized what the real battle is during the week.
There was a guy from...
It is the Bears media offense versus Dennis Allen always playing defense.
The look and listen defense. That's what we'll call it.
Listen.
I'm going to need you guys to have some misdirections here to get him back into form.
I think you're right.
The Alvin Kamara is just a redirect.
Yeah, total redirect. Look, listen, look. Whoa, you got me again.
You fell for the pump fake.
Whoa, the look, listen. I got the look, listen.
I'm looking at him.
That
listening.
Was a blitz stunt, and you just beat yourself.
Oh, my God.
Not
I'm down
twist.
For a while.
Not
I'm
a
down.
Twist at the line of scrimmage.
He did have a lot of those. I will say this. My biggest observation about what I've seen out of Dennis Allen and like hearing guys like Tom Brady talk about him, for example, or some of the established veterans, I've realized that what he's really good at is the absolute mind game of making you beat yourself as an offense. Perhaps that was my biggest takeaway from the Commanders game as far as the defensive plan was concerned.
Going back to all the sentimental stuff, like I'm kind of conflicted because, as I always say, like the players, coaches are not responsible for giving us stories. Like, we can ask questions, and we don't get to evaluate whether or not you gave us the proper answer. But I thought in this case, he knew these questions were to come. Just give a. There's a reporter from New Orleans that's there, just struggling. Just get
shut it down.
What was he trying to get?
He got looked, listened four or five times. Man, he was wearing it by the end. It's like just again.
Kyler Gordon faked the blitz,
you felt
and then
bad
he just
him,
dropped right back into coverage.
I didn't feel. I felt bad for everybody. That I personally, I don't get that interested in those stories. I really don't. Like, I understand why it's a story, and I get why five or six people are trying to ask questions about it, but I'm not that into it. I get why people are, though, and why he should just play the game. We know you're about the Bears. We get that. We understand you are a full Bear. You are a full-grown Bear, but you need to give a little bit to the folks who have the sentimental side of
well,
this.
And it's also the aspect of how did it shape your coaching philosophy?
Yeah.
You know, that I would want to know. You know, you were there for so long, you got to see the NFL change many times with one team. So how did that shape what you bring to the game now?
I did leave a question.
That would be something I would want to know. I'm genuinely curious.
How about all those times you kicked the Bears' asses? I think I left that question on the table.
I mean, but it's true, though. Yeah, you were a big part of the reason the Saints have won 8 in a row against the Bears. So tell us about that.
I just feel bad for that Times Picayune. I'm assuming that's who it was. Whatever reporter from New Orleans came all the way to House Hall.
Unless it was a national reporter, but I didn't recognize.
Maybe it was a national reporter, but either way, probably not from Chicago, come all the way to get stonewalled like that.
I knew he was onto something.
Look,
and
listen.
Now that I've figured out that it's just him playing defense always, that changes the game for us, Grody. We got a strategy now.
Respect.
We got a strategy.
We
can chip away. We can do a little play action and maybe open up some space. You know, I feel like that would work for our benefit here as a media team.
It's about to go down.
None of you guys tell him what we're planning, okay? We're working on this for next Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. Weeder and I got some ideas, too.
That John Greenberg, I know he's always listening to something somewhere. Don't you do it, John. Don't you mess with our plan.
Johnny smartass.
He's so clever. He's so clever.
He's clever?
Yeah.
No, John is a smartass.
He's both.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Clever and...
He is clever.
I mean, better to be a smartass than a
dumbass. Let me tell you about
John
Greenberg.
You're listening, by the way, to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Four dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And now it is time next for one of our favorite segments here on The Score. You know it as the premier football locker room segment on Raheemy Harrison Grody. Inside the Locker Room is next.
Wow.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.